Today we'll be doing the letter Tes. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Os Tes Harosh Hayemini Tihiya Kafuf Ma'at L'Socha." The top right of the letter Tes has to be bent a little bit into the letter. V'lo Yihiya Kafuf Ariyah, but it shouldn't be bent in too much. Harosh Hasmali Tihiya Kazayin. The left side of the Tes is basically just like a Zayin. Shlosha Tagan Harosha with its three crowns. As we know, that every Zayin, every part of a letter that has a Zayin in it needs those crowns. Avol Harosh Hayemini Yihiya Ugol Kivav. But the top right of the Tes has to be circular like the letter Vav. Gam Lamata Mitzad Hayemini Tihiya Agul. It's also be round it on the bottom right, because a test, if you think about it, is basically a kuf and a zayin together. So most of these psulim by the test are not going to be ma'akeh b'diavad, with the possible exception of if you make the top right of the test bent in too far, that could potentially be a problem. The Mishbar is not sure about that. Then he says, if you didn't bend the top right in at all, so then you have to show it to a kid and see what he says about the letter. And even if the kid says that it's a different letter, even if it says that it's a letter test, you should still try to fix it. And it's not a violation of Shlok Kesisha because it has the basic tzura of a letter test. What if you didn't bend it in at all and the kid doesn't think it's a test either? So that's a question whether you could fix such a problem by tefillin and mezuzos, because that could potentially be a violation of shaluk esidra. So the Mishnah is unsure whether if you draw a test without the little thing that bends on the top right, so maybe that's not really called a test at all. Maybe you're not changing the tzura of the test. To make sure that the tops of the tests don't touch each other. What if they are touching, or can you scrape it away? So that's a discussion we'll see later on when we get to the letter Shin. If the left side of the test doesn't look like a Zion, meaning the top is circular, but it does have the tagin, so then Sarachir b'diavad l'fimashi. What the din should be in the following scenario. Let's say I make the left side of the test, it doesn't look at all like a Zion, but I still have the Tagim. So the question is, if I made the top of the top left of the test, I made it circular, more like a Vav, as opposed to flat or square like a Zion. So the question is that going to be a problem, even if there are Tagim on top? So that's a suffix that Mishnah Berurah raises. He's not sure whether the top left of the test has to just look like a Zion in terms of the Tagim, or does it also mean in terms of the shape of the letter itself, in terms of being circular versus round. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll do the letter Yud tomorrow.